Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we got Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now. Tom, welcome in. And first of all, thank you for what you are going to do today, helping out with the Medal of Valor Awards for the police.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I really love the police, and I always have since I was a little kid. My dad used to take me to the police station, and I would meet them all, and when they would come down through our little cul-de-sac, I would always wave when I was playing in the yard, you know, and got to chat with them and know them. And so to be able to stand in front of them and award them for their bravery and courage is very special.
No, so it's the city, right?
It is all.
It's the entire region. Yep. Awesome.
Entire
that
region.
Is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're watching online, he's wearing a good-looking suit. That's why we kind of had to mention that. I go, man, what are you dressed up
for? I haven't thrown
for?
The tie on yet.
I know.
It'll be a blue tie. Don't worry about that. Not awesome. For Kentucky. Though.
I know. Nobody would be wearing a blue Kentucky tie right now. Embarrassing. Embarrassing loss to Michigan State following the embarrassing loss to Loserville. So I'm not sure what's happening this year.
I don't know what's going on with them, man. But it is early. You know, these teams have to be able to gel. A lot of times you bring in people from other, you know, schools and transfers and all this stuff, and it doesn't work. And so, you know, perhaps they can do that. The Kentucky soccer team's in town right now. They take on SLU tonight in the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
Stadium. SLU,
yeah,
Kentucky.
SLU won the Atlantic 10, which was a big deal. Hadn't done that for a few years.
But they sure did. Yeah. So that'll be fun. Winner plays Indiana Sunday.
No kidding. Yeah. We need to pick up a few more titles somewhere.
Indiana just wins and wins and wins. It's unbelievable. Football team, who do they got down the stretch heading to that big showdown with Ohio
week,
State?
Bye week this weekend. And then Purdue, which is our big rival. That should be a blast.
In-state battle, yeah.
At Purdue next weekend, and then the Big Ten Championship. Ohio State's got to take care of its end of the bargain, too, though. They had a win at Michigan, which they haven't done in forever. They don't beat Michigan. I mean, Michigan's got their number. So if they were to lose that, they would lose their opportunity. It would be Oregon.
Who would be number one if that happened?
Oh, I don't know.
It could be Indiana. Come
just
on.
A little startup from Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah. Hey, we talked a little bit of college basketball. Illinois has got a lot of high hopes this year, but they got beat last night at home, right?
No, it was in Chicago. It was at the United Center.
Okay.
The United Center in Chicago to Alabama. So it's kind of like a regional final. I mean, those two teams, Illinois is ranked 8th in the country. They're great. They really are great. And Alabama can hit them from the outside, too, and both teams just were bombing from three, and it was just that Bama outlasted Illinois 90-86. Illinois would be fine. 8-11 last night, two top teams, so I wouldn't worry about that if you're an Illini fan, but there will be a lot of opportunities here for them to do some damage. They're going to be tough to stop in the Big Ten, along with Michigan State, as we witnessed a couple of nights ago.
Mizzou basketball has such a horrifically hard schedule. Tonight it's South Dakota State Coyotes. The Yotes come to town, and why do they play like that? Are they still Division II?
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance for these schools to get a little cash.
Got a little cash.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
You know,
but man, it's not helping Mizzou, is it, really, to prepare for that tough SEC schedule?
You know what? You're just playing basketball.
Just
just playing basketball. And the SEC schedule is tough enough. So, you know, the non-conference matchups, they'll have plenty. They're going to get Illinois next month in the bragging rights game. They'll have their tests in moments. But so far it has been a pretty easy ride for Mizzou hoops, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I have to ask you, Tom, since you are down here and you are dressed up, my assumption when you walked through the door with a sports coat on is that it had something to do with the fact that today, as a station group, we are recognizing the upcoming 100th year on the air for KMOX. I mean, that's an impressive accomplishment, and I know that you guys are going to spend a lot of time on the air today talking about that.
We are. We're going to start a special, and we've started talking about it, you know, in pieces during Total Information AM now, but we'll start at 8 o'clock, and we'll go wall-to-wall till 6:30 when we turn it over to the NFL. We're going to go all day long with names from the past and the present, all combined. We'll have people co-hosting together that you haven't heard together in a long time. Randy Carricker will be with Mike Claiborne. I'll be with Wendy Weiss.
Oh, no kidding.
Charlie Brennan will be with Dave Glover.
How fun. The
mix and match is just amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ron Jacober will be in.
Is Ron coming back?
With
That's
Chris
awesome.
Ronji.
Okay.
So it's going to be a great sound, I think, to the station as we touch on all of the eras. And we're also celebrating the pioneers who made KMOX what it is over these 100 years. So there are 13 of them. We will have features on all of them throughout the course of the day. Really a special day. I mean, it's been obviously a long time coming. It's very special to me as someone who grew up in St. Louis and then started working at the radio station in 1997. So I've been here for 28 of those 100 years and have been able to see us go from, you know, reel-to-reel machines to digital editing to, you know, the technology as we continue to follow the innovation of radio and how we present it to our listeners. It's been an amazing run. And, you know, it really is about our listeners. St. Louis has supported us as a radio station, and we have given right back to them and loved and put our arms around the community.
And
it's been a great run.
An incredible argument to be made that Cardinal Nation wouldn't be what it is today without the 10, you know, the booming, 50,000 watts that have been going across the country for years, and really the only team that many people ever heard for many decades.
That's right. It really did. You know, the Cardinals are a big part of our history, and we are a big part of theirs.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. In growing their fan base, you know, the Blues won the Stanley Cup on our air. I mean, we've had some amazing times with those sports franchises and the people who gave us the games, Jack Buck, Harry Carey, Joe Garagiola, Joe Buck, Mike Shannon. You know, you go right down the line, and now the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, and all of these people. Rooney is up for an award at the Hall of Fame as well. He's one of those who is nominated. It is just an amazing time right now to be a KMOXer. And through the years, you know, we're going to hear from Bob Costas today.
Awesome.
And, you know, he'll join us for just about a full hour. I mean, just a lot of these names that have gone on to stardom and the people who make the station what it is. A lot of people have worked behind the scenes for a long, long time on this special.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Notably Steve Moore. So it's going to be a great day. Why did we pick today? November 20th, 11/20. You know, it's always
nice.
Been known as
Boom.
KMOX Day. 104.1 FM has been a big move for us moving forward. And then the last thing there is, it was Christmas Eve, 1925, when a group of people in St. Louis put us on the air for the first time. And so a lot of this will be relived on Christmas Eve. We'll replay a lot of that. That is our actual birthday.
That is great.
100 years.
It's pretty amazing. You remember going through broadcast school and learning that the first commercially licensed station in the country was KDKA out of Pittsburgh in 1920. So you guys were, very early, very close to the beginning of commercial broadcasting in the United States.
Yeah, if you go down the list of the most important radio stations in the history of our country and the planet, really, KMOX is on that list. That's an amazing thing.
That we're
considered one of the great radio stations of all time. It's a great tradition to be able to carry on as well. We feel it every single day. So today will be a great day.
Good. Awesome. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
You got to run?
Yeah, I'm going to go do a sports cast.
All right. Good talking to you, Tom.
Thanks again for doing the Medal of Valor today with those police officers.
Thank you.
Special day. Yep.
Thank you, and go Hoosiers.
And go Hoosiers.
I knew that was coming.
Slid in there a minute ago.
Exactly.
So I will say, Dan, that I was out here in the lobby. They've got a display set up for this 100th anniversary for them. And I found they've got pictures of Rush Limbaugh out there.
Right.
And somewhere in this building, I've seen it before. There's a rejection letter. Rush Limbaugh, when he was first starting out in broadcasting, of course, he grew up in Cape.
Yep.
And then he worked in Kansas City for the Royals at some point. But when he was early on in radio, he wrote a letter to Bob Hyland at KMOX Radio because he grew up listening to the Cardinals on KMOX, and he always wanted to work for KMOX Radio. To him, that was like the pinnacle as a broadcaster when he was first starting out, right? Before he became the really well-known name Rush Limbaugh.
The man.
And he wrote a letter to Bob Hyland, and they've got a copy of the rejection letter from Bob Hyland. And it's framed. And I saw a picture of Limbaugh out here on the table because, of course, many years later, they started carrying his syndicated program, and it was the top program in the country, as it should have been for many years. But I was glad to see Limbaugh included in that out there because he played a big role in their success here in St. Louis throughout the years.
I can't tell you the number of middays I spent with Rush Limbaugh listening on KMOX.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, neat day, neat moment. I was wondering why, because I knew it was in December when they went on the air, and I'm like, why are they celebrating it today and this weekend so much? 11:20.
That's right. It makes sense.
There you go.
It makes sense.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.